Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Check, check.
We're taping a little later this evening.
This is a first for us, Anne. It's late. Well, it's 7:30. Well,
it's 7:40 now. We have a fire going outside.
I know.
It's kind of nice. It's brisk out. It's about 52 degrees.
We had like a 20 degree temperature drop within, a day.
But you know what I did yesterday, Gina? I got out my new roller skates and I skated.
Did you?
I'm getting there.
Did you go to the tennis court?
So I'm having an issue. I went to the tennis court twice, felt like I found my place. I went back yesterday. There's people playing tennis. Gosh darn it. They're playing tennis in the tennis court.
Well, tell them to get the hell off the court.
No kidding.
You're trying to skate.
I went to the school parking lot. I thought, this will work.
It's a little bumpy, isn't it?
Guess what? It's a little bumpy. I went out there and I was like, no.
There's another tennis court over here that nobody goes to. I don't know. Right across the way. Yeah, I'll have to tell you where it is.
Well, I found another place.
Oh.
Today I found a park that has two basketball courts. You kind of have to go through a neighborhood to get there. There's a little skate park part of it.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm not There's nobody there. And you jump up on things. No, I'm not there.
You're not going on the ramps.
But even the parking lot is smooth. So today I did a little basketball court skating and then I did the parking lot and I'm getting the crossover back. It's coming back.
Nice.
I'll show you a video later.
All right. Yes. Good for you.
And then I drove my son to San Francisco to the airport
On a Friday.
On a Friday, he's going to Hawaii.
Is he going today? Tonight?
Yep.
Oh.
Flew out. He's already on the plane to Hawaii for his 25th birthday.
Oh, it's a birthday thing.
Yeah. There's about 8 people. They all got COVID tested. He got his test results back.
How
Thank
fun.
God. Everybody's negative so they can do their thing. And so he's gone for 10 days. But I got stuck in traffic on the way home. So I've been in the car for 5 hours. That's why we're taping late, everybody.
Oh, man.
Not that you cared, but that was it. That's the explanation.
Thanks for sharing.
And I just started having wine, so.
Oh, you probably haven't even eaten.
And it's been a week. Like, this week has been a week.
It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah.
We just want it to be over at this point.
It's been a lot.
Just make it stop.
It'll stop eventually.
I know.
And as you know, I repainted my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of was out of my kitchen for about 3 days. And, well, I didn't. Somebody else did. But the boys in the house, you would have thought that, like, when you redid yours, that, you know, they couldn't be in the kitchen for 6 fucking weeks. It was 2 nights and a half day.
And they were having a fit?
Oh, God. How are we gonna have dinner? What's going on? It's like, we have a refrigerator outside. Let's not worry about this. Although, I wasn't prepared. I had to go out and buy more stuff. I don't know. I've never done this thing, Gina.
Well, it happened pretty quick.
It was quick. It was like, hey, we got an opening. Let's get in there. And I spent all my time getting the shit out of the kitchen into the living room. And then I had to set up a little camping thing in the living room with the microwave so that they could get their food and warm it up. And
I know. That's
little
like,
men babies.
We had our refrigerator out in the patio for like 4 weeks.
I don't know how you did it.
It wasn't easy.
But you have a beautiful kitchen.
Wow. So do you. You're on your way.
Yes, I'm on my way. And what's going on?
So I don't have a whole lot. I mean, it's just been a crazy week, right? But this Erica Girardi thing is kind of starting to grow legs. Have you heard a lot of the rumors?
Well, I've heard the rumors that, well, we know she filed for divorce from Tom on Election Day.
She filed.
Yeah. On Election Day.
Right.
Very strange. Was she having an affair?
Well, there's some chatter that she had been having an affair for a long time. I read today that, well, we know she has that apartment in LA that she said was her, studio, whatever, her work apartment, quote unquote. But there's a lot of speculation that she had been kind of seeing someone and that she and Tom basically had a friendship relationship, which you can totally tell when you watch the show. There was zero chemistry between the two of them.
They were not lovers.
They were not lovers. No. She was more of a companion, I think. But there's also speculation that he had a female companion and he's been seen out with the female companion. So it's pretty interesting. I think they were just totally living their own life, getting out of each other's way. And then finally, maybe it's a relationship thing or maybe not. And she just decided, you know what? I'm 49 years old and it's time to start a fresh, you know, turn over a fresh new leaf.
I also heard that they were just filming for Beverly Hills and they had just come back from a cast trip and something may have happened on the cast trip. So she wanted to get ahead of it. So
maybe there's some rumors or something.
There's lots of rumors.
Well, there's rumors about everybody's husband on that show.
She's been with him for 20 something years. I think they had a relationship. They obviously loved each other and probably still do. But listen, she's what, 49? He's 89.
He served his purpose and she served hers.
Yes. The sentence is up.
The sentence is up. That's it. That's all I have. I finished watching The Queen's Gambit, which was freaking amazing. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. Now we're on episode 3 of The Undoing, which is freaking good.
Wait, is episode 3 out?
Well, we finished episode 2, so we're going to start episode 3.
But is
it's
episode
not out 3 yet.
Out? Oh,
no,
okay.
I think Sundays it comes out.
I really like The Undoing.
Oh my God, it took a turn the second episode.
Well, the first episode I was like, oh,
where is this going,
something?
Right?
What's going on? And then the second one was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was a little confused. Like, I'm not really sure where
this
is going.
I almost thought I had to rewatch the first one because I thought, am I missing something? But no, just watch episode 2 and it works itself out.
It ties it
all
together.
I'm really excited about that show.
Oh, me too.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, really good.
Also, did you catch up with the what's the next game one?
Oh yeah. Oh, Seduced. Ooh, this was a hard one to watch. There was a lot of graphic explanations about what happened
to her physically,
to other people physically. Mm-hmm. And I also listened to the directors who were on Kate Casey's the directors of Seduced who were on Kate Casey's podcast. And then she had one of the former members who was part of DOS. It was really good, but
it's getting dark. Yeah,
I think they said this one was a really dark episode.
This is what we needed to see though to really realize what this was about.
Oh, without this one, I mean, this really makes it all kind of it just ties it all up
at what a fucking creep this guy is.
Yeah, because I mean obviously he was a creep before, but this goes deeper into it.
I mean, we didn't really see it. We kind of were like, well,
it was a little slow and a little, you know, it was like, eh, but this one goes way deeper and it's just, I want to know what's going to happen to Allison Mack. And
she's in jail though, right?
She's in jail waiting sentencing. And the two Seagram's girls,
are they both in jail?
I think so. Oh, along with Nancy Salzman.
Oh, thank God.
All of those fuckers need to go to jail.
So glad. Should we go to The Bachelorette?
Let's go. Everybody's talking about The Bachelorette.
I listened to the podcast with Rachel Lindsay and Becca.
Oh.
And they had on Dale and Claire.
And so what'd you think?
Well, you know, it's funny. We knew this was all coming. We just didn't know exactly how it was going to break down. Well, I'll tell you what I thought of them together after we kind of chat about the episode. As I'm watching it and her going on and on and on about Dale and how he's so perfect and he's the one I've been waiting for and he's just like my father and all these things, I'm thinking, how do you know this? What is going on? Like, what are we missing? And it really did feel like they had communicated beforehand.
Well, she swears, they both swear that they didn't.
And I believe them. I believe they did not.
I believe that they didn't either. And they're like 2 weeks in at this point. But this whole episode for me was totally anticlimactic. We saw it coming. We knew it was coming. I feel like it was like Claire loves Dale. Dale loves Claire. There's an engagement. And which to me was completely bothersome.
Yeah, that was
totally unnecessary.
It was so awkward watching Chris Harrison almost force them into an engagement. It almost felt like he said, or the production company or whatever said, if you're going to do this and if you're going to leave with Dale, you got to be engaged. It felt that way.
It felt like it was a high pressure situation for sure. But I felt like, okay, you guys could have buttoned this up in 30 minutes. She was gushing over him. He was gushing over her. There was a ring. There was a proposal. The end. Goodbye.
But the amount of gushing she did over Dale.
She's very
she put him
immature.
She put him on this pedestal. And in fact, my son was sitting there.
He was like, oh my God, if some girl acted like this to me.
He went, oh God. Oh, it's too much. And that's what I felt. It's too much. Stop it. We get it. You feel something for Dale. You both, I think, felt something for each other. That was the other weird thing. You really didn't get a lot from Dale until they had the one-on-one.
Right.
But even when she was talking to him in her face, oh God, we were laughing so hard.
Her expressions.
Oh, every time he opened his mouth, the little stars were in her eyes. you know, she was just staring at him.
Yeah.
Everything he said was just on point and perfect to everything she thought he would say. And I think that's probably true. But I didn't feel like he had that in the beginning.
No.
Until he actually said the words, "I think I'm falling in love with you too." But before that, I thought, yeah, he probably likes her. I didn't feel this gushing feeling like she had over him.
Well, here's my thing. After 2 weeks and you're not spending, it's different like if you're in paradise, right? Because you're together 24/7. She hasn't even really spent that much time with him. And Mm-mm. then she's acting like that. It was troubling to me. It
felt
weird.
Like a lot. It was just awkward. The engagement thing was awkward until it actually happened. And then I actually felt a little lighter and like, well, God, okay, he did propose to her.
Which so wasn't necessary. I wanted him to necessary. Just say, I'm not going to propose to her. I will, you know, have a conversation with her and let her know we'll leave here together and let's just explore this relationship on the outside. Why the fuck did they need to have an engagement ring?
Because Chris Harrison told them you need to be engaged.
Well, and Neil Lane had to get his moment.
Chris Harrison called Neil Lane before he even told Dale that he was proposing. And he told Dale,
sure.
You are proposing. That was
for
just,
sure.
It was uncomfortable.
And she was so impressed about the ring. And I'm like, you know what? It's a freebie. What are you so excited about?
The other
There's
thing
like no meaning.
That's a little weird is that for her to keep saying, I've been waiting for this moment forever. Well, Benoit proposed to you in Winter Games,
yeah.
right after Winter Games,
yeah,
on live television.
Benoit got erased from all of
yes,
this.
Yes, he did. He did. Oh, I listened to Benoit. He was on Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And they filmed something before COVID, Benoit and Claire. Then they decided not to use it because it really didn't matter. They just, yeah, decided to erase Benoit out. It, you know, listen, it wasn't a real relationship. It was just a
no. It
side
was super quick.
Thing.
It was super quick. So the guys were totally confused. I mean, there was no cocktail party. There was no rose ceremony. A couple of the guys got really pissed. Kenny was one of them, and
Kenny was pissed in a funny way because we don't know any of these guys. First of all, Blake.
We
is,
haven't had a chance
no,
to get to
exactly.
know him.
Exactly, Blake is the only one who's even said anything. I felt weird about Blake saying, "I even did the research on Alzheimer's."
Like, I know.
God,
he
Blake,
shouldn't have done.
What?
He shouldn't
no,
have said
it
that.
It makes you look even more pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to love Claire and get Claire to try to love you at any length. That was weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird, but I don't know. Like the whole thing was a little bit comical to me with the proposal and then the guys. I mean, I did feel bad for the guys, but it's like, all right.
I don't feel that bad. They barely knew her. The only reason I even feel bad is that I feel like they didn't even get a chance. Would they want a chance with Claire? I think they're going to be very happy to see Tayshia.
I think most of them. Now, I did hear that there's 16 guys left, and I did hear they are going to bring some new blood in.
Yeah, I heard that. And then do some people leave, you think? Or do she send them home? I can't imagine
I don't
you would
think.
I
no,
can't
no
imagine
guy's gonna leave.
Tayshia would show up and they go, "Okay, yeah, I'm out."
Yeah,
no,
I don't think so. I mean, most of these guys, 80% of them, are there for social media or publicity of one thing or the other.
We got a little Chris and Bree from Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah, and they I heard cute. They're still together.
They're still together. We didn't get much of them though. It was like we barely saw them. So I'll go to the interview that Claire and Dale had. They are still very much in love. Dale said he absolutely felt the same way about Claire as Claire felt about him. The connection was undeniable. He wasn't thinking about getting engaged at that moment. It was
well,
very
you could
fast.
Tell he wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah. But he also said he wasn't opposed at all. Like, if Claire wanted to be engaged, he would have absolutely done it because he realized that he would do anything for her. And I think that's what it came down to. He was not going to have her look a certain way. And that's why he got down on one knee.
He saved her
yes.
from looking like a fool?
Yeah. Because she was already putting them... All she talked about was he shows up for me. He's always here for me.
Well, she said that when he proposed. I mean, she said, "You showed up." And I'm like, stop saying that. I'm sick to death of you saying that. Stop saying it. Come up with another phrase.
That's her motto. It's her thing. She's been waiting for somebody to just show up, apparently.
Enough with that already.
But they are looking for a house here in Sacramento.
So he's moving from New York.
Mm-hmm. They'll go back because he obviously has his family there. But her mom, you know, is sick. Mm-hmm. And who knows how long she'll be here. And he said, "There's no way that I would pull you away. Like, we will come here and we will stay here
he
to
would
be
fit
with your
in
mom.
Nicely here.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he'd like it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Now I just need to figure out where they're moving to.
Let's figure it all out.
Mm.
Do a little spine.
I still am not a huge fan of Claire. Sorry.
No, I did soften with their relationship. You know, listen, I'm just happy that they're happy. I'm glad it only took three episodes because we knew it was coming. I think it would have been more exciting if we didn't know any of this and we were watching it unfold in front of us. But we were just 100%. Waiting for this to happen. And seeing Tayshia come out of that freaking limo looking like she did. Wow.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
I think she's going to do great. Are these guys a little old for her?
No.
Well, she's 29, I think.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's the guys are age appropriate. They're the late 20s, early 30s.
I think what would be appropriate is to bring back the guys that Claire sent home because maybe Tayshia would like one of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. So who out of the 16 guys that are left, who could you see Tayshia with?
That's a tough one. I like the guy with the glasses. I don't even know their names. But you know the guy with the glasses?
Yes.
Okay. I like him. I think he's cute. They almost look like brother and sister, though.
That's true. You know what? He's the one that I picked for her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's
a very nice guy.
Yes. And they're also showing more of him. So I kind of feel like, why are they showing more of him? Like Kenny. Why are they showing so much of the boy band manager?
Kenny, the tattooed Kenny?
Yeah. I find Kenny very attractive.
You know what? Yeah, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. Boy band manager? I don't know about that, but
you lose me right there.
But he's very cute.
And Jason has to go. He's got some issues. I felt bad for him. He was really emotionally invested.
Okay, but why was he so against Dale? I mean, does he know something about Dale we don't? Nobody else said that about Dale. He was like, of all the people here, Dale's the one that's not the right one for her.
Well, they shouldn't hate Dale. It's not his fault. I mean, is what it is.
Yeah, of course. Love is love.
Gina. Love is love.
You can't be mad at love.
That's right.
Not what you said to the guys. I will not apologize for love.
Yeah, Claire's going to be wearing the pants in that family, don't you think?
Well, she said the reason they get along so well is she's, you know, overly emotional. She's outspoken. He's very calm, cool, collected. And they seem to be very, very happy. Even on their Instagram Live, I caught a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all over each other. They're super happy. I'm happy they're happy.
Good for them. I hope she doesn't exhaust him.
Let's move on to Tayshia. I still get a little depressed at this La Quinta resort. Every time they show the flooring
it's old. I mean, it's been there forever.
Like,
they could have stepped it up. I mean, they could have done.
I never thought I'd miss that old mansion more than I do now.
Yeah. Why didn't they rent like the Merv Griffin mansion or something in La Quinta?
That would have been because that Merv Griffin room, that's freaking nice.
Well, but that would have been.
I looked at it for us and I went, ooh, that's quite steep.
Yeah. Remember when Vicki Gunvalson rented it for her family? But it's very big and very nice.
Very big.
Yeah.
Should we move on to Potomac?
Let's talk about Potomac.
Monique passing out flyers for her podcast with her kids. That was the most depressing scene. Standing like on the street corner. Would you like to listen to my podcast? Would you come to one of my podcasts?
Maybe
events?
We should do that, Anne.
Oh my
do you
God,
think
maybe
we should
we
go
should.
Downtown and start handing out
maybe we should
business
put
cards?
On our new t-shirts. By the way, we are almost out.
I know.
We have
crazy.
To order more. So if you guys want one of our Dames Who Dish t-shirts,
get them
check out
our
Instagram page. I have it on the highlights of what they look like. Yeah, I've been shipping every day.
All right. Check good deal. Mm-hmm. Spread the word. All right. Candace is taking voice lessons.
Yeah. Candace, I don't want to be mean about what happened with Monique and her, but she is milking this fucking thing. And
oh, 100%.
For her to be like, this has been one of the hardest times in my entire life. I'm like, the way Candace acts, you mean to tell me that no other girls tried to pull her hair before? Sorry, not true. Yeah. You've been in a few of these things. This isn't the hardest thing you've been through. Maybe losing a friendship. You're going way overboard here.
Yeah, I think she's going overboard
too.
I think so too. I think now with the attorneys involved, I definitely think she's looking for some sort of monetary settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. And the music and her remix. I mean, it's that song and they revibe, remix, and twirl that thing around so much that it doesn't even sound like her. It's like, no wonder she likes it so much. It's an entirely different song.
That's the point. And who are those guys?
Well, it's
she
Chucky.
Acted like it.
Oh, it's Chucky. And Chucky.
Are we supposed to know who Chucky is?
Chucky wants to sign her to his label.
What's
and
his
that
label?
Office that Chucky has? I don't understand. He pulls out champagne, like a really nice bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And then little Solo cups to celebrate.
I don't think Chucky's that big of a deal.
No, and Chucky's friend was like sitting on the ground. There wasn't even another chair.
They were just renting a little office space just for the show.
So let's talk about the Wendy stuff, because this is so funny. Giselle tells Karen what Wendy said, that when Karen was drunk, she said, you know, I basically bailed Ray out and I want my money back.
Now, but in real life, this would never happen. Can you imagine having someone come, like, inviting a friend to sit down and question them about what she said when she was intoxicated? Who cares if she lent her husband money or used her money to bail him out? Why is it their business?
Well, it's because I thought it was funny that the way this is like a telephone thing. When Wendy told the ladies, well, yeah, you know, I think she's upset. She wasn't being vindictive or spreading rumors. She was saying, they were like, what's the matter with Karen? They're like, well, you know, when she was drunk, she admitted that she helped Ray out. Maybe that's bothering her and she wants her freaking payback. And they're like, what?
I know,
so
but
freaking Giselle, Karen, you know what Wendy said?
Well, Karen knew something was up when she went in. I mean, to invite her to tea so that Robin and Giselle could question her about it was a little bit much.
Wait, let's talk about when Karen did the Wendy walk.
Oh, my God. I freaking died. So
she's like, she comes down the stairs. That was fantastic.
That was hilarious.
I'm definitely a fan of physical comedy. Yeah. You know me. I tend to add that in when I tell a good story.
Oh, so funny.
To see her do that. And I also like that once they all started talking about this, and then she was like, well, she made fun of your walk. I don't know. I think Giselle did it. And then Robin got up. No, it was like this. And then Karen was like, no, it's like this. And even Wendy freaking started to laugh. So Wendy
has a good sense of humor.
She does.
Pretty funny.
But Karen is still very jealous of Wendy.
Oh, yeah. But I am getting a little tired of Wendy
the degrees
telling us about how many degrees she has.
I know a lot of people are saying that. I think she'll calm down, but I think she's trying to prove to the ladies, like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, but don't they already know that? They know that. I don't think they know. On MSNBC.
I don't think they know.
They don't watch MSNBC?
I think maybe if I had that many degrees, I might say it a million times too. Be careful.
Really?
I think she should be proud of it, but you're right. She's trying to get the point across. Listen, she knows that these shows edit. If she says it enough, they can't edit it out.
Part of it'll be in there. I was dying though when Monique asked her little girl, where's daddy? And the little girl says, he's pooping. It's like, you could tell Monique was like, pooping. All right, okay.
Monique, I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. Like, and now she's filing a counter lawsuit and Candace is really pissed about this. She's getting all fired up again.
But why? I mean, she didn't expect it. I mean, Chris is such a calming force with her. Yeah. Just like, come on, we knew this was going to happen. Just relax.
Candace started it by filing the lawsuit, period. You're not going to have somebody counter back? I mean, Monique still doesn't understand what she did wrong. I mean, she's maybe a little bit sorry now. More so that she was
totally,
you know, everybody
think she
hates
knows
her.
What she did. I think she's just trying to justify what she did.
Oh, sure.
And then Ashley's planning a trip, which we're waiting for this trip. And so she pulls out a flag. I wouldn't have known what the hell flag that was either.
No, they but were it's guessing. Portugal.
Portugal, I know.
Super exciting.
It's on my list of places I'd like to go.
Yeah.
You've been.
Sweet. Yeah. I would go back in a second.
And then Robin had this hat line party, which I'm not a fan of the hats.
Those hats.
They're real cheesy.
It's a blinged hat.
No. Are they blinged? They're just like different kinds of fabric.
Fabric, but then some have bling on them.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for me. It's not my thing.
But how weird, though. Her model looked just like.
Oh, yeah. Katie.
Katie.
Katie Ross.
Although a young Katie Ross.
A little bit younger.
Season one Katie Ross. Before she went a little
poor Katie. And then what else happened?
Nothing. Monique won't go on that trip, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to the Portugal trip. I love a good trip. Now, these girls, have they been out of the country?
I don't, you know what? a couple of these franchises don't really travel out of the country.
I don't remember Potomac traveling that far.
So now Potomac is at that level where they can actually travel out of the country.
Yeah, they're finally getting the notoriety they deserve. They start out all, you know, happy and it's a fun trip, and then it turns.
Bum, bum, bum.
And Ashley wants to go home. But Ashley's dealing with a lot of shit. She definitely has postpartum.
Oh, for sure. And I can empathize absolutely. With that.
I mean, the fact that she's willing to travel without Dean.
Well, how old's her baby at this point? Like 4 months?
Yeah. That's still hard going out of the country.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if I could do it.
No, I remember thinking.
Out of the country is hard.
Yeah, I remember thinking I need to be somewhere where I can drive home.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Because we're paranoid parents.
Yeah, maybe she's more afraid leaving Dean with Michael.
Well, Michael's not going to be watching that baby, and there's going to be a nanny, and there's going to be her mom. He's going to be out grabbing ass.
Speaking of grabbing ass, should we go to the OC?
Okay.
This was a lot.
This was a lot.
I really enjoyed watching this.
I did too, but it was a little sad at the same time.
It was very sad, but all of it centered around one party. Everything happened at the party. It circulated around the party. Some of these franchises, you have 8 events in one.
Yeah, this was all condensed
in one show because
one.
Nothing happens. This is one party.
So Bronwyn should never have gone to that party to begin with.
Absolutely not.
And she had her little meltdown and she ran out. But then she came back.
She shouldn't have come back.
She
shouldn't have gone. She shouldn't have called. What's his name? Son Lemonade Boy. And said, go get my husband. Now, that told me a little something about Bronwyn.
Well, that was a little elitist of her.
Very.
A little snobby. I didn't like it.
And we see what Gina's been saying. Like,
but Gina said that season one that Bronwyn joined.
That's what I mean.
That she was better than everybody else. And did we really see it? I don't think we really saw it.
I mean, she lives a great life. We see she lives in these fantastic houses.
Well, she's renting a $22,000 a month
home. Yeah, but her life, what it looks
her
like,
lifestyle.
All these kids are going to this cool Montessori private school. She lives this great lifestyle. Well, now we're seeing behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Bronwyn is she may have had a weird upbringing with her mom and being left with her grandparents, but they had money. The grandfather was a doctor. So, I mean.
Yeah, but just because you have money doesn't make you happy.
No, no, no. But I mean, that's where the elitist part
comes
from.
She comes from money.
Right.
It's not new money. It's old money.
She doesn't get calling the kid Lemonade Boy. Now, if she was drunk and she did it, I would almost find it acceptable.
It was rude.
But she's sober.
Yeah, that was rude. So we're seeing her spiral, just totally spiral out of control. And. You know, I don't know how I feel about Sean. I didn't like him in this episode.
Shane?
I thought,
is
what did
it
I
Shane
say?
Or Sean?
It's Wait. Shane. No, it's Sean.
No, it's Sean. Her husband's Sean. Emily's husband's Shane.
Emily's
it's
husband's.
Sean.
Yeah, it's Sorry. Sean. Sean is not as tall as I thought he was.
And he's kind of wimpy.
He was.
Are you talking about when he went to address Gina?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Stay out of it.
The other thing is this. It's about him. Because the reason why Bronwyn is even upset at Gina is because Gina told Tamrat about the text that Sean sent her. And she's like, there's nothing wrong with that text. What's the big deal about that text? So Sean was kind of involved, but they're not involving Sean. Sean is like trying to protect Bronwyn, trying to hide what she's going through. But she's already told everybody, I've been sober for 30 days. So she's already put it out there. She didn't want to, but she did.
She did, but she was having anxiety about going to begin with. And was already contemplating in her head or trying to figure out, what am I going to drink? I'll drink grapefruit juice so it looks like I'm having a cocktail. You can't do that.
Well,
she
wasn't ready. She needs to go into treatment.
She needs to go in an inpatient treatment facility.
Opinion. Listen, this kind of scene, this party would set you off no matter what. Everybody was at her because now she's speaking her truth. Apparently she never spoke her truth. So now she's sober. She's going to tell everybody the truth. So
yeah,
she's
but
not
nobody
backing
was,
down.
Nobody was compassionate though.
I have to say, I think Gina was trying to be compassionate when Gina went outside to talk to her.
Yeah.
Bronwyn wouldn't let up. She said, listen, Sean was being nice. Sean was, you know, that wasn't inappropriate. And she's like, well, don't tell me what's inappropriate. He just should have said, did you get home okay? But he added, I got Bronwyn home. Winky face.
And you know what? The second time, so this episode, reading that again, I did think it was a little weird.
It was too much.
It was a little weird.
We said the first time he should have cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need to go on.
Yeah.
And knowing they've been outward about their promiscuity.
Their relationship.
Their relationship.
Yeah,
and being a little
open. Yeah.
So Gina felt uncomfortable. That's her right to feel uncomfortable.
Well, her mistake was telling Tamara.
Well, that's true. But she was saying, I was telling one of my best friends, Tamara.
Tamara was one of her best friends.
But she was explaining to her how it was kind of weird. And then for her to say to Bronwyn, you know, don't you tell your friends about any weird texts? She goes, no, I don't get weird texts. And then Gina goes, well, I do. And from your husband.
that was great.
I got to side with Gina on this one.
Yeah. And Bronwyn could have handled it differently, too. She could have said, you know what? That's just Shane, yeah. Sean, Sean.
Sean.
He didn't mean anything by it. I'm sorry you took it that way. That wasn't his intent. That's just him. And let it go.
No, but she's fighting now.
She's fighting. Well, because she has so much anger in her from her alcoholism, and there's a lot going on with her.
She's dealing with a lot of guilt, because then when she went home, immediately she told her daughter, her 17-year-old daughter, oh God, I did something bad. I threw a glass in the pool.
Well, but then her daughter said something like, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like, well, that's not the first time. Or like she was raging.
Well, that's
she said
one
she
of
was
the,
raging.
Yeah. Bronwyn likes to say, like, I've never done anything like that before. I've never been upset like that. And the daughter goes, yeah. And then they flash to scenes in the car where she's upset and crazy. But the daughter also says, well, that's because you're feeling things now. And you're not numbing yourself. That's what she said. You're not numbing yourself.
It had to be pretty bad.
Well, she said she had bottles of tequila in her closet.
Mm-hmm. That's really bad. And I don't understand. So she said she was never sober unless she was pregnant or nursing. So she can do it, you know? If you're an alcoholic, and I don't know. I just don't know. But wouldn't you want to drink all the time,
it says that she's trying to fulfill something. When she's pregnant and nursing, she's fulfilling that need. And when there's no more of that, she needs to fill it with something. And she's doing it with alcohol.
Yeah. It's very sad, but I think we're going to see a lot more of this, unfortunately. Mm. And I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like, okay, we get it, but are we going to see this the entire season? The unraveling of Bronwyn Wyndham Burke.
I do. The only other thing is, like, Gina and her ex-husband, we're going to see a little bit of him, which is going to be weird.
Yeah, that is going to be. And I don't know. I'm surprised Bravo's even letting him on after he beat the crap out of her.
Well, she dropped the charges.
I know. I guess.
She's trying to be a good mom for those kids.
Yeah, that's all she cares about, which good on her.
And then the ex-husband is dating a mother
at the school.
At the school. That's absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
Couldn't freaking find someone else? Seriously?
Well, and then Gina said, oh, Jesus, I mean, she knows that he's been accused of beating me, and she still wants to date him.
Well, Gina's, you know, she's got her head on now.
I actually really like Gina. I never didn't like Gina. And the way that she explained when Shane came, Sean, Jesus. It is Sean, right? Bronwyn's husband?
Yeah, Sean.
Okay. When Sean came up and was saying, can you back off a little bit and all that? She's like, don't attack. Like, I've just been through this with my ex-husband. This is triggering me. Talk about triggers.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
She's trying to stand up for herself finally.
And then we see Kelly, who basically says that she, you know, Rick Leventhal's pussy whipped is what she said.
That he's a yes man. He will do anything for her.
I don't find him attractive at all.
No.
So he's going to transfer to LA, apparently.
Oh, they've been talking about that forever.
Hmm.
So we'll
interesting.
See. Mm-hmm.
That's going to wear off very quickly, Rick. You're going to get very sick of being a whipping boy.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Southern Charm.
Yeah. What are your feelings about Southern Charm?
Love the new Madison. It's confusing that there's two Madisons. The new Madison is the new, that's her name, right? The new Madison.
The new Madison is the Gwen's Madison. She's the Gwen's girl.
I said that to you. I said, is the new girl the Gwen's girl?
No, I thought you meant Leva.
So Leva is Cam's friend.
Leva's Cam's friend.
But Madison is the new girl that owns
Gwen's.
This Madison.
Her family owns Gwen's.
But Madison and her husband own restaurants. So that's the same girl that owns
Gwen's.
No,
that's Leva. Leva and Lamar. Leva?
Okay. I was getting that all confused.
No, she's the one with the little boy.
Yeah. So she's the new one. Yeah, it's Leva.
Madison is the Gwen's girl who was at the Dumb and Dumber party.
That's what I was confused about. They kind of look alike.
Yeah, I think they do.
Because when Craig and Madison were chatting about the Cam situation.
Yeah.
And I said, is that the new girl? Is that the Gwen girl? And you're like, no. I thought the new girl was the one that was the Gwen's girl.
They look a lot alike.
It's confusing.
Yeah. Well, for you. Not for me.
Yeah, I thought that was the same person.
Did you really?
See, they didn't say her name was Leva, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God.
Craig went to coffee or lunch or something with her.
With Leva.
Yeah.
Wait, then who, Madison is the one that her and her husband own the restaurants.
No, that's Leva.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Leva is Cam's friend who's married to Lamar. They're the restaurateurs.
Okay, that's Leva.
Leva.
So Madison is...
Madison's like a side character.
Okay, so with Madison's Gwen's. Nobody. Oh, Madison was the one that showed... You're right. Madison was the one that showed up with freaking Catherine. To the party.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it now? Yeah. Okay. No, I knew that.
You know the people. You just didn't have the name.
That makes more sense. Okay. I love Leva.
Yeah. So Leva's the one that confronts Catherine about the rumors about Jason cheating on Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And she read her. And Catherine didn't have much to say.
Well, she doesn't have much to say.
Well, because she made it all up. She pretty much said she made it all up.
It sounds that way.
It was very vindictive move on Catherine's part.
She kept saying like, well, Cam had it coming. What did Cam say about you that was so untrue? She didn't go against this happy little family life and try to break you up. Thomas broke you up. You went a little off. You got pregnant again. You keep going back to Thomas. You slept with Thomas again. You admitted it. I mean, she's the one who puts herself in these situations. Basically, Cam just said, I don't want anything to do with her. Anything that's around her is toxic. I agree with Cam.
Yeah.
So 100%. For her to make up the shit about Cam's husband, that's bullshit.
She was just trying to get back at Cam.
She's just a nasty person.
Catherine is, what's the word?
I don't know. She's a lot of things. I just want to know
what
she's
a lot
think
of things. She needs to ease up on the red hair dye
and the makeup, the bronzer.
The
makeup, the hair, the clothes, and for her to think she's something.
Like and the clothes are so
they're so dated. Bad. They're awful. She's a young, pretty girl. Calm it down.
Roll it back. You're not a 50-year-old woman.
That's what it looks like.
You
she's
and I wouldn't even wear that shit, Anne.
Also, her going on about John Pringle that they made out, big fucking
John
deal.
Pringle, who cares?
And then you see him that next day at that festival thing, and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. It's like
she was acting like a teenager.
Yeah, like you made out one night. What's the big freaking deal?
And I'm not really
anywhere.
Loving John Pringle right now. I mean, we'll see.
I mean, I don't hate him, but what is John Pringle? Like, he's a schlub who's Shep's friend, who's going through a divorce, who came from this high and mighty family in Charleston.
We should take that out because he just started following us.
Oh, you're right. Oh, shit.
He's not going to listen.
Okay. Rephrase.
We love John Pringle.
I take that
back.
He's
very good looking.
When he went to go over to Patricia's, that was just a classic Patricia scene. He asked for a vodka drink. Oh, we do not drink vodka in this house. The dirty. What is it? It's a dirty
liquor.
Dirty
potatoes. Now, I need to reassess my alcohol intake and remove vodka from my...
Add gin.
Gin?
That's what they drink. Gin. Everything's gin in their household.
Okay.
Patricia pushing John Pringle and Madison. And
yeah, like, why?
Even John Pringle said she's got a boyfriend. Like, she's practically living with Austin. Nope, doesn't matter.
But they're not together now.
No.
Yeah, I heard they're not together now. Well, did you notice how she talks out of the side of her mouth?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, it bugs me.
She's getting a lot of airtime. That Madison.
Well, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And she's stirring it up. Well, who else do they have?
Nobody. Because Catherine's like a little jumping go me kiss and I want to look at him. She's so ridiculous.
What do I do? Shep, I'm not loving. He's a dork. Always has been. And I am not a fan of his tailors. She seems
really?
Very nice.
I don't mind
but
them
she
at
seems
all.
Like a freaking 21-year-old to his 40 I
think she is young. Did they say her age? Because they said that she, yeah, they said that she's young.
But she acts young.
They're still together though. But he's so immature. He needs somebody
young. Well,
that's
true.
I mean, he needs somebody like that.
Hmm.
Craig is just a poor little puppy dog.
Yeah, but you know what? I like Craig.
I do too. He sticks up for his friends.
He sticks. He's a good friend. He's got it together.
Oh, does he have it together? Gina, I thought he sold 1,000 pillows in a month. No, he sold a total of 1,000 pillows. His business partners, he's Zooming with them, and they're like, I think you need to probably write some of this down. He's like, oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
I went to his website today because I just wanted to see the pillows.
You want a crab pillow.
I kind of wanted a pillow. They're $70
each. Yeah, I did look at that.
A lot of crustaceans on his pillow, lobsters, crabs, not much else. There were a couple of Christmas pillows. The colors just didn't work for me. But otherwise, I would have bought one just to say that
$75? That's too much.
70. I mean, some were on sale for 58. I think maybe the Christmas ones were a little bit less, but not a big variety. He also has t-shirts and sweatshirts and hats.
What do they say?
Sewing Down South.
Oh.
Or Charleston.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Craig. He's so handsome.
Yeah, he's very cute. We saw him in person at BravoCon. They are so tall.
Oh, my God. And remember Austin?
Austin is like a giant.
When he walked down the street.
He was like a presence.
I think we said this before. I didn't think Austin was that good looking when he first came on. Then when I saw him in person, I was like, hello, big boy.
He's big. They're like 6'2".
They are all very tall and very good looking.
Shep, Craig.
Whitney is tall. Oh, but John Pringle's best line, and I put it in our stories. I almost died. It was something about, first of all, John Pringle loves his little Wrangler jean jacket.
Yeah.
But then he made mention of Whitney's coat, like trying to bring back the jacket game.
Stupid jean jackets. And the bow in Catherine's hair when she was getting her nails done with Danny.
Well, you mean when she was wearing her daughter's socks?
Her daughter's socks. And what the fuck with her bow in her hair like she's 5 years old?
I can't imagine she's a stylist at Gwen's any longer.
Oh, God, no. A stylist?
Well, what was she doing? Maybe just modeling for them.
No. And there were so many people at Austin's beer. It was a wine and food thing that he had. And I'm thinking, all those people are there because you're freaking filming.
Of course.
That's why they're there.
I would freaking buy a beer.
Of course we would. Of course we would. So anyway.
I'm kind of enjoying it though.
I am too. It's a little different. It's been a while.
It's
been a year?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
They've dealt with a lot with that show. Mm-hmm. That's why I love Levy and her husband and them talking about their interracial marriage and how it's good for Charleston to have this
some
kind
diversity.
Some diversity. That's why I'm glad they're on the show.
Yeah, me too.
They need that.
That was the
shakeup they needed. Okay, Below Deck, new crew, new season.
Lots of cast members. I love Captain Lee, and so whenever he's on, I'm in.
I felt like Captain Lee finally showed his age.
When he fell in the shower.
Are we going to get there? We're going to get there someday.
Probably.
We're going to fall in the shower.
But, you know, he thought he broke a rib or two, and he didn't. He just bruised the hell out of him.
Well, he's in shape. He wears those cutoff shirts.
He looks pretty good for...
He's
like, what, 70?
I don't know.
I think he is.
He's an in-shape guy.
Yeah. So they're starting to show the engineers more. Did you notice?
Yeah. They should. They should.
That's right. There's a big crew.
And the only one that came back was Eddie.
We didn't really like Eddie last time so much.
Well, Eddie's been off for 5 years.
Was it 5 years?
Yeah, he said, I haven't been on a ship or done a boat like this in 5 years.
Oh, my God.
So, Eddie, I was trying to remember. I think he was just, he cheated on his girlfriend.
Yeah, and he was kind of full of himself.
Yeah, because one season he was single, and then the next season he had a girlfriend, and he cheated on her when he was on the boat. So, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, we didn't like Eddie. But now I like Eddie, because I kind of forgot about that.
And there was kind of
so many worse people on. So
right, kind of a hometown boy, Shane. He's a deckhand. He went to UC Berkeley. He's a new grad, and he's very green.
Yeah,
very green. I don't know if he's going to last.
You know, it's interesting. Shane is one of those guys that he's obviously very smart to be able to get into Berkeley.
Yeah, but not a lot.
But
of
he's
common
an idiot.
Sense. I know. I'm afraid that happens at times.
Mm-hmm. The one thing is, we had Avery come on, this new guy, Avery, who I was like, oh, I like this guy. And then first episode, he gets a call that his grandma is sick and he leaves.
And he's gone.
He's gone. I mean, this is going to be rough. I really like the new Chief Stew, Francesca.
Me too.
There were times, though, when I walked away and she sounded like Hannah. I mean, they're both from Australia. Her voice sounded like Hannah for a minute. But I think she has a hard time. She's got Elizabeth, who's... we haven't really learned too much about, but she has some experience. And then Izzy seems to be very slow and inexperienced.
Well, I mean, she was having trouble making that espresso martini where the charter guest had to come and help her. So it's going to take Francesca some time to get her bearings because her little group isn't really working like a well-oiled machine just quite yet.
And she seems like a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And I think we see in the preview that she has a hard time. She like starts crying and she loses it and... There's no crying and stewing.
But I'm looking forward to it, so yeah, that's good.
It's going to be a good season.
Yeah.
Let's do a little 90 Day Fiancé.
Let's do it. 90 Day. Okay. Aurelia and Binyam.
Mm-hmm. She took the baby back.
That was kind of hard to watch. I get it. Yeah.
The fact that she was in earshot of that happening.
She should have walked away.
She went into the room. Binyam was in the room.
Well, yeah, let him stay there and you need to go walk away because that would have been just too much for me to handle.
I'm feeling her frustration with Binyam. Like, I'm doing everything you want me to do here. I get no say whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she's by herself. I mean, I'm feeling her. Listen, I wasn't a big fan of her. You know that.
I know. I mean, I get that. But also, she put herself in the situation.
She did. But she's a child. And I'm waiting for her parents to get there.
She'll be much better when her mom is
definitely
there. Devin and Jehoon, they went to the park. Were people there? They're sitting tents because of the sun?
I don't understand if it's so hot there, wouldn't you be hot sitting in the tent?
Be hotter sitting in the tent.
I understand umbrellas to block the sun.
Well, for whatever reason, Devin thinks that people go get free meth in these tents.
Yeah, it's like, so weird.
What park are you going to and getting meth in tents?
Well, she also grills his friends about Jehoon having all these naked women on his phone and... basically,
sounds like a thing.
His friends are like, yeah, so?
Yeah, we all do.
Now, I don't blame Devin on this one. Like, that is weird. It doesn't matter to me. If you're jacking off to a pretty woman, fine. Get porn. But why are you downloading them?
Downloading,
like, why are they
saving them
saved
on his phone?
On the phone?
Yeah, that's troubling.
The saving is the part that bothers me.
Like, how many times are you revisiting these pictures?
I would honestly die, just die, if I picked up Dan's phone.
Oh, my God.
And saw, like...
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I mean, that's really... that's fucking weird. I don't care how old you are.
That is weird. I agree.
But ask him. Why are you asking the friends? This is all... for show.
Totally for show. None of those, only one of them speaks English. He's translating.
Yeah, he barely speaks English. And then Jenny and Sumit, I feel so sorry for Sumit's father. This poor guy is giving all his money. He borrowed from family and friends so Sumit could get a divorce. And then Sumit's like, I'm going to pay you back. And the dad says, all right, when's that going to start to happen? Well, I have a job a couple days a week,
maybe,
at a coffee shop. And then he goes to ask his friend and begs him for a job there. And it's not good enough.
There's a million call centers. Why doesn't he just go back to the call center?
Go back to the call center because Jenny requires a lot from him. That's what we're learning. Mm. She doesn't know the language. I also call bullshit on that because Jenny, the first time she was over there, she was going out on her own, no problem. Even trying to look for a job without Sumit. He's the one who got mad at her for going out.
Because it was not safe, Anne.
Right. Think about that beforehand. Okay, this Yazin and Brittany. I think she does go back. For a minute, I thought they're just going to show her in the car, but they actually, I think...
she's on the plane.
She's on the plane, but is she really? Is she really on the... is she going to write? Yes, because her friend's meeting her there, so she's going to go back.
She's going to go there, but her dad is kind of just like her. They both have this perpetual smile on their face. I don't know. Is Brittany taking any of this seriously? I mean, she... goes off. I mean, this is never going to work. It's just not.
I actually feel sorry for Yazin at this point. He has been kicked out of his house because of her.
Lost his job.
He still wants to be with her. I don't understand.
Well, and his dad sounds like his dad is ready to
kill him if he stays with her. Not sounds like it. He said, I will kill you if you stay with her.
I can't even.
God, he said that on camera too.
Yeah,
he
did. That
was a lot. She also was like, I love you, Yazin. What have you done for me? I've done everything for you. I've moved to your country. No, you haven't. You visited him. You're not moving there. We know you're not moving there. This
She's
never going to happen.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad for him. And it feels like his family's being thrown into this on-screen stuff. Maybe they need the money.
Well, the dad sees the pictures of Brittany on Instagram, and she's got like a thong on, and you know, she's disgraced the whole family, or her son has disgraced the whole family. It's completely different cultures. It's not acceptable.
And for her to say, I can do whatever I want, she's absolutely right. But if you're going to go there and live with him under his rules and regulations,
you conform.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do whatever you want.
You have
to
conform.
So don't go. You're not going there. You're not going to live there.
She tells him on the phone. She's yelling at him on the phone, and she says, girl, shut the fuck up.
She's so unhappy with him.
God, this is a toxic relationship.
It's very toxic. And then Tim and Melissa.
I wish they would just erase this couple, because I don't even understand why we're watching them.
The only interesting part was we found out from Melissa that when she was still in the States and he had cheated on her and they were fighting about it, she went in the other room, and the mom goes in the other room and tells Melissa, like, calm down or we're going to call the police on you.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder Melissa doesn't want the mom and the aunt to come, and she's not going to stay in the house, that she's going to go stay somewhere else. No kidding.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. I'm not interested in them. Kenny and Armando.
Yeah. So they try to get their marriage license. They have to write a letter stating that they're a same-sex couple. And apparently it's been legal in Mexico since 2015, which that's pretty progressive for Mexico, considering what they're going through.
Yeah, but it's...
You have to jump through all kinds of hoops to get it done.
I also think that they found this out beforehand. This is all bullshit, because they would have researched. They would have found this out, that it's not just easy.
Well, it's legal, but then they have to...
It's a
legal
human
in
rights
the state,
issue.
But it's not constitutional.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they have to go to the human rights department and say, my human rights are being violated.
Yeah.
So... then we can marry you.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of roadblocks, and it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. They're going to happen.
They have someone who's going to help them.
One thing with Kenny, though, I was laughing at when he goes to brush his teeth, because I've done this in Mexico so many times, and Dan gets so mad at me.
What?
Because, you know, you're not supposed to drink the water.
Right.
So you forget when you brush your teeth. When you're going to brush your teeth, you're just putting the faucet water. In Mexico, they normally will give you big bottled water so you don't brush your teeth with the water.
Yeah.
But I forget. It's a habit. You just turn on the faucet. So then I saw Kenny doing that. I'm like, oh my God, I've done that so many times.
Don't do
where
it.
Where I start to brush my teeth. Like, oh!
Spit it out.
That's it. And then I forgot to watch Love After Lockup, Gina. So inform me of last week's Love After Lockup. What is going on?
What is going on? Well, the hot felon and Heather. This is just a complete shit show.
Oh, I can't wait to watch.
Heather is
crazy.
Lost her mind.
Excellent.
They go to the DMV. She's late because she was busy putting makeup on. So they're late to their DMV appointment. They miss the appointment. And she just totally comes. He says one thing to her. She's totally unraveled. They get back in the car. She doesn't want to film. She rips off her her microphone. She's driving like a freaking maniac, sucking on her, you know, iced coffee like it's
crack.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's in it, but she's just freaking crazy.
Love it.
So the producers get involved.
Are they back at Aunt Diane's?
They haven't made it there.
Oh.
I don't know if they're going to make it there. And she's driving like a maniac. And poor Dylan is like, oh my God, I'm either going to get arrested or we're going to get in a car accident. This is
just bad.
Let me
ask you this. When he's in the passenger seat, is he reclined?
Yeah, I think he's kind of reclined.
For some reason, they're all reclined.
Yeah.
When the women are driving, the guys are always reclined in the passenger seat.
Well, and she's like up on the steering wheel and
she's
driving crazy,
out.
Ripping down the GoPro. And you see the cameras flying. And
excellent.
It's just a disaster.
Love it.
Just a disaster. Tyrese found himself a new girl, Tracy. And she's an ex-felon as well, but more age appropriate.
Okay.
And he's happy because she has a big old ass.
Wait, is she out or is she in?
No, she's out.
She's
out. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So. They were having dinner.
Good.
He made it a point. He's just
good
nasty.
For him. Good for him. Ugh.
He's gross. Quaylon and Chevelle. Mm. Quaylon decides he is going to Houston, so he takes off. His mom tries to get him a job at a barbershop, and he just wants to be with his people and his family, and so he's pushing to stay in Kansas.
Wants to go back, you mean, to Kansas?
Visiting Texas, and he wants to go back with his family. Okay. So we'll see what happens there. Maurice and Jessica, there wasn't a whole lot there. He proposed, gave her the ring.
Oh.
That was the end of that. Okay. And then Destiny and Sean. So she removed her...
The ankle
monitor, right. So they dismissed her case, but then for whatever reason, the DA is refiling. So she has... they charged her with escape.
Oh, all right.
So she could potentially get 7 more years in prison. Sean decides this is the perfect time to propose to her.
Oh, excellent. Good idea, Sean.
And she's pissed off. So they, they have lunch. They get in the car. They stop at the downtown Riverwalk.
No way.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And they showed the Riverwalk sign, the bridge in the background, just a little hometown thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he proposes and she's like, what the fuck, dude? So we'll see what she says. We don't know what she says.
I would imagine her saying that. What the fuck, dude?
That's what she calls him, dude.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck, dude? She's a hot mess. And then John and Christiana, this one kind of made me sad because
what's happening?
Well, he found her in that empty strip mall parking lot. Mm-hmm. He brought her back home. She's a mess because she was with a bunch of drug addicts in this halfway house. And she's disappointed in herself. Her mom is upset. Her sister's upset. She's basically a fugitive now.
So I thought they were going to call and turn her back.
Yeah. So that the neck, we haven't seen it yet, but she,
so she's going to go back to jail.
She's going to go turn herself in. But that's a pretty shitty thing. If you go to a halfway house and it's full of drugs.
Yes,
and,
this is a problem.
You know,
they need to fix this.
Right. So her mom just kept saying, you're not a lifer. So we'll see. Wait, we don't know what's going to happen.
So nothing with the old guy and the younger girl. I can't remember.
No, they didn't show Jessica and what's his name?
I don't know. Lip.
Yeah.
Hair lip.
Oh, his lip is gone now. I saw
it. No, stop.
Yeah, no, I saw it in the Facebook group. He had selfies where his lip is, I think he had surgery.
Oh,
I think he had
surgery. The quote allergy is gone.
The 6 month long allergy has disappeared.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you for updating me because I can watch it, enjoy it, and then watch tonight's.
Yeah. Tonight it's on.
Yeah.
I know. I felt like I watched it such a long time ago. I had to rewatch it today just to refresh my memory. And that was not an easy thing to do, let me tell you.
No, that's a hard one to rewatch.
Yeah. It's not one I enjoy watching twice.
No.
Just saying.
Been a long week, people.
Oh, we will
so
leave that.
Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully next week starts out fantastic. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review on
five-star
Apple Podcasts.
A written review would be nice.
Yeah, a nice written review, not a mean one.
Yeah, a nice written review. We're nice people.
Yeah, I think so. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
And if you want to order a shirt, DM us.
They're
pretty
know.
Fun. Yeah. Dames Who Dish.
They're
t-shirts.
Cute.
Yeah, they are. Bye.
That's it. Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.